The vision of the Hudson River School began with Thomas Cole, who lived right here in New York in the mid-1800s. I asked Linda Ferber to inform us about what Cole viewed as the purpose of his art.
Well, it was Thomas Cole in 1835 delivered a talk, and it was published as what is called an essay on American scenery. And this is 1835. And Cole stated his credo that the that American scenery was a cornerstone of American identity, both cultural and national, and also spiritual. And I'm going to paraphrase a wonderful quote that you can actually find on the internet. The entire essay on American scenery is online, and he said, essentially, whether you stand, addressing American citizens, whether you stand on the banks of the Hudson River, or as he called it, on the margins of the distant Oregon, referring to the far Trans-Mississippi West, this is your country. And if you fail to appreciate the spectacular sights that are your, he's saying in a sense, your birthright as an American citizen, then you must be, you know, your heart must be dead. And it is really what, I guess it was Pete Seeger, said so succinctly in modern, this land is your land, this land is my land, is exactly what Cole was evoking. He was suggesting a communal ownership. That was part of the birthright of American citizens. And of course, it's something to which we very much subscribe today. And it always surprises people to find someone articulating this credo with such conviction and clearly such success in terms of what lay behind his landscape paintings as early as 1835. And I think it's a great example also of the strong literary content that these paintings have. They're meant to be read. They're narratives, and they're narratives about a time and a place and a moment. They're also narratives about the past, the present, and the future.
The centerpiece of the exhibit are Cole's five paintings entitled The Course of Empire. Linda Ferber discusses the meaning of these paintings.
Well, The Course of Empire is a meta-narrative on the rise and fall of a civilization. But the narrative is driven, it's about the balance between human activity and the natural world. And it opens in the morning, and it opens in what's called the savage state, which is a wilderness landscape populated by hunters in skins in a very sort of primitive state of social organization. Then it moves to morning, and something called the pastoral or the Arcadian state, where the landscape has been tamed into something much more park-like and civilized. The price of that is signaled in the axe-cut stump that you see prominent in the foreground of the painting, saying that the great natural growth forests have been thinned and trimmed in order to make a hospitable setting for human activity, farming, spinning, the domestic arts, philosophy, the beginning of the visual arts, dancing, drawn out of the traditional golden age, the pastoral tradition. Then you move to the central painting. It's high noon and it's consummation of empire. And on this great natural harbor that forms the site for all five paintings, there is a great, glorious Cecil B. DeMille-like classical city that has totally claimed every square inch of the natural world. An emperor is arriving in triumph in the city, bringing back the booty from conquest. So this is very clearly an empire. Then we move to the evening. The weather is extraordinarily stormy above and below the city is in flames, and warriors are invading it and are killing the inhabitants and destroying the city. The final scene, you may have guessed by now, is nightfall. It's a nocturne, and the ruins of the city are inhabited now only by the natural world. Birds are nesting on top of the great columns of the temples, and vines begin to clamber over the ruins, suggesting that the cycle is beginning again.
After you see this exhibit, you might have your eyes opened even more to the beauty that is right around us at this moment near our Hudson River. Jim Crevo, the uncritic for the WBAI Cultural Calendar.